we met with different officials and senior executive of companies. The companies that were with me were in agriculture, in finance, in construction, in energy. So we have the solutions. So the challenge is to bring the needs with the solutions together. And the part of it is putting the financing in place for it, or making sure the business environment is conducive for the conclusion of business. For instance, we stress the importance of rule of law, predictability, that type of thing.
Talking about the rule of law, because you were very vocal about inconsistencies, and of course the one big issue many investors or potential investors have with Zimbabwe is this indigenization law. How did you discuss issues around that concern?
Keep in mind that a 51% rule does not necessarily prevent business from happening. There are many countries that have such a rule and business still happen. But my message was we need to understand exactly how that would impact us. So we got some clarification, and I think that was helpful. You know, at the end, I think there are things that can work out.
You also mentioned the issue about financing. Now, a lot of companies are looking for people who've got the money to help kickstart the industry, a lot of the different areas. So SCCA, would your partnership involve providing the financing?
No, we're not finance providers, and our members, some of them are in the world of financing, but it's not like we're coming to Zimbabwe with a pool of money to use. I mean, it's all about collaboration. We have to work with local banks. We met with the head of the central bank and different private bank working in the country. It's all about putting a solution together, because the reality, there is money available even in country. It's just a question of how to make the finance providers comfortable in lending money. And it's all about the soundness of the business deal, the ability to do your due diligence on the person who would borrow money, that type of thing. So it's more an issue of how to articulate the financing more than the issue of finding it necessarily.
On a general issue also, you know, the United States has always been accused of being late to the party when it comes to investing in Africa. The fact that you chose to go to Zimbabwe in Zambia, is that an indication that things are changing? What made you target Zimbabwe specifically?
Zimbabwe definitely has a lot of potential, and there's definitely a change in the U.S. approach to Africa. I think President Obama has launched multiple initiatives regarding Africa. Africa is 54 countries. We are aware of that, and we're looking at all of those that have potential. Why Zimbabwe? Well, Zimbabwe has a very well-educated workforce. It has infrastructure. It has potential, some of which needs to be awakened again, like agriculture that used to be very prominent and that is not doing as well as it used to. So I think the momentum is there. And, you know, when you say the U.S., you need to dissociate the private sector and the government. The government always is interested in Africa. The private sector is more, how can I say, conservative. Americans have always been more conservative in exporting and investing. And Africa and the countries of Africa are not necessarily their first choice, but more due to lack of knowledge. And I think the purpose of this trade mission was to educate our members that came along, but also to send a message that Africa is open for business, and so are Zimbabwe and Zambia that were on our list of countries to be visited. And I must say that our U.S. ambassador was very supportive of our engagement with Zimbabwe. So I need to convey that there is strong support for commercial engagement. And as I've mentioned before, you know, often in business, we have to put politics aside because politicians get in the way, and we need to get the people to do business together. They are the ones who are going to make things happen in a positive way.